Okay, it's late, so we'll be sure we'll be katzar. The first thing I want to discuss, I want to finish up one loose end from what we've done last week, Tanakh. The division of Tanakh into three parts, obviously. Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. I want to just discuss a little short Dvar Torah, which is a combination of ideas from Rav Yitzchak Sender and Rav Yosha Ber Soloveitchik and the Brisker Rav and others. Let's start with the Maral. Okay? We mentioned this last week. The Maral says that we can divide up Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim into three parts. Torah is Halacha. Nevi'im is prophecy. You know, doesn't need any explanation. Whatever prophecy is, it stands on its own. And Ksuvim represents Yemos HaMashiach, which that really means that Nevuah is not focused primarily on Yemos HaMashiach. Nevuah focuses on, I guess, depth, greater depth in Torah. Okay, whatever it means, but the focus of Nevuah, according the Ksuv, according to the Maral, is Yemos HaMashiach, the perfect world, the time, the unfolding of the Yemos HaMashiach. And it's very, obviously, what we learned, the few things that we've seen in Ksuv is definitely, it's on the mark. Ezra, Nehemiah, Daniel, this is the beginning, the evolving, the process of Yemos HaMashiach, and now you go to Divrei Hayamim, certainly that's true. Now let's go back to ancient times. In ancient times, Friday night, there's no Kriyas HaTorah. Let's discuss the Shemona Esrei. Yom to Friday, Shabbos, we know we have three different Shemona Esreis. We have the Friday night, we have Shabbos day, and we have Shabbos Mincha. Friday night, Atah Kidashta Es Yom HaShvi. Sanctity, it refers primarily to Shabbos Maisei Bereishis. We then come to Shabbos morning, Yismach Moshe B'matnas Chelkon. And then we come to Shabbos afternoon, Atoy Echad. What? Right, we're skipping Musaf, because Musaf is the Korbanos. Musaf is the Avoda, is the Korbanos that stands on its own. We'll put that aside for now. And then let's focus on Shabbos Mincha. Atoy Echad V'Shimcha Echad. That refers to Yemos HaMashiach. And all the Mefarsh is very popular Torah. All the Mefarsh explain that there are three Shabbosos, three important Shabbosos in the Torah. There is Shabbos Maisa Bereishis, the first Shabbos of creation. There is the Shabbos of Yitzav Matan Torah, Hakol Moedim de Shabbos Nitna Torah. And then there is the Shabbos of Shabbos Me'ein Olam Haba, Yemos HaMashiach, Yom Shakula Shabbos. Yom Shakula Shabbos, the time of Mashiach, when Mashiach will come after 6,000 years, we go into the 7th hour, the 7th millennium, this is the time of Yemos HaMashiach, it's Shabbos. Shabbos, there are three different Shabbosos, Shabbos Bereishis, Shabbos Matan Torah, and Shabbos of Olam Haba. And the three tefillos that we say on Shabbos correspond to these three Shabbosos. Shabbos for the night is Atah Kidashta. This is Shabbos Maisa Bereishis. Atah Kidashta Yom HaShvi. You sanctified Yom HaShvi. This is Maisa Bereishis. Vayichulu HaShemayim Varetz B'chol Tzva'am. Vayichalu Kim Vayom HaShvi Mikom Achor Asher Asa. B'chulu B'chulu. And then we have the Shabbos of Matan Torah, Yismach Moshe B'Matnas Chelko. The Torah was given by Moshe Rabbeinu, it's Torah's Moshe. And then we have Ato Echad, V'Shimcha Echad, you are one, your name is one, that is Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, the day when HaKadosh Baruch will be recognized as one over the entire world, which will take place in the time of Mashiach. This is Shabbos of Olam Haba, Yemos HaMashiach, Me'ein Olam Haba. Okay, three Shabbosos, three tefillos. Each tefillah corresponds to one of these Shabbosos. This is, I'm sure at some point in time you've all heard this. This is popular stuff. Now, let's go a step further. Step further is Kriyas HaTorah. So let's just jump to Shabbos morning. Shabbos morning, what do we lay in? We lay in the Torah. What do we do after we lay in the Torah? We supplement the Torah with the reading of the Nevi'im. You've never gone to had the Haftorah from Sifrei Ksuvim. It's unheard of. You only lay in the Haftorah from Sifrei Nevi'im. What about Shabbos Mincha? Shabbos Mincha, you don't lay in the Haftorah. But that's a modern innovation. It used to be, the original Takana was, that we do lay in Haftorah by Shabbos Mincha. And what do we lay in? Ksuvim. This was the original Takana. It's in the Gemara. We used to lay in every Shabbos Mincha, we would lay in from Kisuvim. it appears there would be some type of system, some type of selection. Some Seder would be fascinating if anyone can uncover what the Seder was for the various partials. Think about it, the various partials of the week. That would be an amazing insight. Oh, so we're going to come to that. We're going to come to that in one moment. So that would be an amazing insight into what exactly you would lay in. Think about it. What would you lay in for Parshas Bamidbar? Challenge you. You figure out, go through the six books of Ksuvim, and you figure out what would be the appropriate perek or parakim to lay in when you lay in this Per Shabbos, the first Aliyah, well, not the first Aliyah, the first section. For Bamidbar? Why?
And it starts out.
Okay, we can argue and debate all these things. Maybe you're right. I'm not saying that. Okay, but that's what they did. Unbelievable. Maybe, I don't know if they, even the Nevi'im, I'm not exactly sure when it was formalized exactly what to lane for Nevi'im. It's not exactly clear when it was put into place, the various sections of Nevi'im that we lane in Shabbos morning. But the question is, why? Is there a deeper connection between laning Ksuvim by Mincha and laning Nevi'im by after Shachris? And by the way, we don't lane any more Ksuvim because of the Takana. People were so swept away by the Ksuvim, they abused the Ksuvim by not coming to the Drasha of the Rabbanim. Rabbanim used to give a Drasha, would teach important halachos and give Musar for the Tzibur, and it was critical that the Tzibur attend these drashos during these periods of time, and the Tzibur would not come. They instead had some type of gathering where they would discuss and debate the Ksuvim. There's probably a lot more going on in the Gemara than we really know about, than what the problem really was, and the Chazal took drastic action to prohibit, to abolish the Ksuvim in order that people that return, they come back to the Drasha and hear the important things that were being taught to the Tzibur to preserve Klal Yisrael during very difficult times. Okay, but this was the original Takana. Now, is there a deeper meaning why we lay in Ksuvim by Shabbos Mincha and we lay in Nevi'im by Shabbos Shachris? So according to the Maral, I think Rav Sender mentions this, could be this comes, things of Sender's idea comes from Rav Yosher Ber Soloveitchik. He says, of course it's a deeper meaning according to the Maral. Because what is Ksuvim? Ksuvim is all about Yimos HaMashiach. And what is Shabbos Mincha? Ato Echad V'Shimcha Echad. It's all about Me'ein Olam Haba. So it fits very well that we should learn B'davka Ksuvim and Shabbos Mincha after the Kriya Sater, because that's a tkuf of Me'ein Olam Haba. And the Haftorah should be from Inyanim that are focused on Me'ein Olam Haba. Yimos HaMashiach. Whereas Shabbos in the morning, we're focusing on Matan Torah, and Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who gave us the Torah. Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelko, who is the Av HaNevi'im? He gets his own animamen, right? There's an animam that we believe all the words of prophecy are true. That would seemingly include Moshe Rabbeinu, but yet the Rambam gave Moshe Rabbeinu his own separate animamen. That Moshe Rabbeinu is the Av of the Nevi'im. So it only makes sense that the Torah was given to us, the Shabbos Matan Torah. The whole focus of Shabbos morning is Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelko ki eved ne'eman karoslo kalil teferes rosh satal ba'amil lefnech al har Sinai u'shnei luchos. The Shabbos of Matan Torah, Moshe is the ultimate Navi who brought down the divine to this world. So of course we're going to learn from the Nevi'im. The Nevi'im are all the Talmidim of Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the Av HaNevi'im. So it fits very well why we learn B'davka from the Nevi'im Shabbos morning and the Ksuvim Shabbos afternoon. Why don't they reverse it? Think about it. What would have been so terrible had they switched off? Maybe learn some, once they were Baal Shatakana, they should switch off the learn from Ksuvim to Nevi'im. We'll learn only Ksuvim. No, because Shabbos Shachris is Shabbos Matan Torah. It's Moshe Rabbeinu. He was the figure who brought down the Torah, Matan Torah. And therefore, he's a Navi, and we have to focus on prophecy. So it fits very, very well, beautifully into the theme. It's a very interesting idea why it's Nevi'im and Ksuvim, at least the way it originally was. Now let's go a step further. What about, as Mr. Blue mentioned, what about when it comes to Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is the only time on a Yom Tif when we lay, well, I shouldn't say, on a Yom Tif at least, Shabbos Yom Tif, or let's even Yom Tif itself, where we lay a Haftarah by at Mincha time. Now, right away you'll tell me, but we also lay on a Tainis Tzibur. That's right, we lay on a Tainis Tzibur by Mincha as well. Now, let's just take a step back. Now, Shabbos Mincha, by a Tainis Tzibur Mincha, what do we lay from? Navi. Navi, we learn from Yeshaya, Dirush Hashem B'Matzo, we don't learn from Ksuv. Is that a Kasha? Of course not, it's not a Kasha, because a tiny Sibur is the days of Chol. It's not times of Yimos HaMashiach. It's only, let's just understand, if it's Mincha, why don't we follow the pattern of learning at Mincha, and learning at Mincha from Ksuvim? Just like on Shabbos Mincha we learn from Ksuvim, it's a tiny Sibur. I'm sure we can find some Musar somewhere in the Ksuvim, even though that goes against the whole theme we spoke about today. But I'm sure we can find something in the Ksuvim that relates to a theme of Musar for a Tainis Tzibur. After all, it's Mincha. And Mincha we learn from Kisuvim. Why are we learning from Yeshaya, from the Nevi'im? The answer is, the only reason why we learn from Kisuvim is not because it's Mincha, because it's Ato Echad V'Shimcha Echad. It's because it's a Zman of Yemos HaMashiach. That's why. So it's not so terrible if we're going so bad on a Tainis. It's not anything related to Atecha V'Shem Chachad. In fact, it's a time of Tshuva, and Tshuva, the appropriate thing is to hear the harsh words of Musar from the Nevi'im. So that's what we learn from them, we learn from Ksuvim. But the big question then is, what about Yom Kippur? Now there's a separate issue, there's a separate Chakira from the Briskarov. The Shabbat, the Haftorah that we learn on Yom Kippur, is it related to the Kedusha of the day, or is it a Haftorah that relates to a Tainis Tzibur? What do we lay in Shabbos Mincha, Mincha on Yom HaKippurim? We lay in Yonah. Yonah is from the Nevi'im. It's one of the Treyasar, Nevi'im. Now, here's the Brisker Rav is not focusing on this Maral of Ato Echor. That's not his agenda. His agenda is a halachic issue. Here's a schakira. There's a halacha that if a person is not fasting because he's not well, or whatever the reason is, and he comes to shul, and it's mincha, and they want to give him an aliyah on a tiny sibur, is he allowed to take the aliyah? Well, assuming there's someone else. Make it very similar. There are other people, and they ask him in advance, would you like the aliyah? So the halacha is no. You're not allowed, you should not take an aliyah on a tainis tzibur if you are not fasting. It's not the right thing to do, because the whole theme of the Dirush Hashem Yimotso Kiruk is a tzom, is a day of fasting, and you're not fasting, you're not participating, so you should not participate. So here's the issue. What about Yom Kippur? It's Yom Kippur Mincha, and there's someone in shul who's not fasting. You can't, doctor's orders. You're not allowed to fast. Is he allowed to receive Maftir Yoina? Right? That's the Shaila. Can you get Maftir Yoina and not fast? The best of both worlds. The best of both worlds.
He gives enough money.
He gave enough money. But Al Pi Halacha, can he get Maftir Yoina? So the Brisk Rav says, well, it's told you this Chakira. What's the reason we lay Nahaf Torah on Yom Kippur? Is it because it's a din of a tainis tzibur? Yom Kippur is a tainis tzibur. And if that's the case, he's not allowed to get the aliyah. Or maybe the reading of the Haftorah on Yom Kippur is because of Kedushas Hayoim. It's the sanctity of the day. Because the truth is, every day that you lay by Shachris, you should lay by Mincha. Every day, Yom Tov, for example, Shabbos. What was the original takana? The original takana was on you laying the Nevi'im after Shachris, and you laying the Ksuvim by Mincha. So Yom Kippur is also a day of that's Kodesh. So you should laying the Shachris after Shachris. You laying the Nevi'im, and if you're going to lay by Mincha, which on Yom Kippur you do, you lay by Yom Kippur because we lay in the Parsha of the Arayos. So then you should lay Ksuvim. Right? We should go back to the original. We should go back to the original takana. Now, let's get on ksuv. Let's not focus on ksuv. Let's focus on it's a tainis. It's a din of kedushas hayoyim. On a regular Shabbos, you should learn by mincha because it's kedushas hayom. So Yom Kippur should be no different. It's kedushas hayom. If it's kedushas hayom, it has nothing to do with the fasting. Then a person who's not fasting can definitely receive the aliyah and can lay after Yonah. There's no problem whatsoever. But again, if the only reason why you're learning by mincha by Yom Kippur is because it's a bit of a time of sibur, then you should not, because you're not fasting. Another nafkamina, which Rav Sender mentions, and this I'm sure you'll recall from memory what you do in your shul. What's the nigun that you lay in mincha when you lay in the Kriya Satorah? Oh, regular. Oh, you see?
No, I lay
Yom Kippur Nigun. Okay, there are different customs. Some lay regular. Where I've been, it's only in the yeshiva, I didn't learn yeshiva, they lay regular. But that's not the only minug. There are definitely minhagim where they lay also the Nigun of the Yom Kippur, by Shpai, by Yom Kippur Mincha. So the Brisker of says the Brisker, but he points out this point. There's another nafkamina. If it's an Tainus Tzibur, regular. If it's a din in the Kedushas Hayoim, then it's a din of Yom Tif. So you see another nafkamina, two nafkaminas. Can you take the aliyah? And what nigun should you lay in from? So this is the big dilemma of the Brisker of, which he does not answer. Unresolved. Unresolved. So obviously the chatchila, a person who's not fasting should not get it. If he gives enough money, yesh al mi lismoich, you have al mi lismoich that you can give him, because in Echnami it's din of the kedusha sam. So right away you can tell if he's fasting. If they lay in the regular nigun, so you know that he's fasting. If he's laying, oh, you're not fasting? So for you, we're going to lay in the niggun of the Yomim Noirohim. You publicly be mevazah him. You publicly be mevazah him on Yom Kippur. People should know he is not fasting, and that's why we have to do this midin the Kedushas Hayoyim. A big schus to go into Ne'ilah, yeah.
What if he's taking that halacha? Let's say you have one coin in the shul.
Yeah.
But he's not fasting.
That's, then you have no choice. You have to give it to him.
You have to give it to him.
You can't
embarrass him.
No. You're asking a tough shayla. You're asking a very good shayla. I don't know the exact answer. It probably depends on many, many variables. If he on his own, and the shul is big enough, or would not be noticeable, he probably should not be present. He's the only kohen. He should just happen to accidentally come late. You know what I mean? But if it's very noticeable, then Yom Kippur is not a day. It's not a day to embarrass someone. Yom Kippur is not a good day to embarrass someone and to get into a fight. You save it until after Yom Kippur. You know,
he wrote about it himself. He wasn't sure what to do if he should say something that he's not fasting, but it would create a big
Achlashan.
Yeah. So he took the aliyah.
So you see such a thing that it's not the end of the world. Okay, so this is it's a tough call. It's a tough call, but Yom Kippur definitely is not a good day to lean on the side of not embarrassing anyone, even the son. Okay, you know the story. The people, they fight at each other's throats, and right before Yom Kippur, right as they begin Kol Nidre, Moichel, Mochel, Moichel, Mochel, and then the whole day goes. And then the first second, Vuhu Racham, the first second is the Racham. You Meshugana, you rush. Go back to the old ways. But at least for that period of time, those 25 hours, you chill down. Okay, so now let's try to revive this Hakir with some of the variables that we have. There's no answer. The Brisker doesn't have an answer. It's a very interesting Hakira. But now the point he wants to make is, now that we've taken this Maral, this beautiful Maral, and we've shown that there are three different Shabbosos, and the Ato Kiddash, the Shabbos Bereishis. Shabbos Bereishis doesn't need any Kriya. That's the Torah. We say the Pesukim at night. We say Vayichudu Hashemayim. We say privately the Pesukim of the Torah. We don't learn from the Torah. There's no Shachris is Nevuah, and Mincha is Tzidim. Now with these new variables, let's try on our own to be Mevarer the issue. Now, first of all, before we go over anything further, why can't we bring a Raya from the Kriya itself? I think this is a very important, very interesting point. What do you learn from Shabbos Mincha? The Minhag HaOlam is, and I think it's, I don't know exactly where it comes from, you learn from the Arayos. You continue learning from Parshas Achrei Mos Arayos. All of the 36 Arayos. What do the Arayos have to do with Yom Kippur? So the answer given in Shulchan Aruch is simple answer. The simple answer is because many people are nichshol in Arayos. It's a very great nisayon. A person has hormones. He has a yetzahara. It's a very great nisayon. And Yom Kippur, the day is getting, it's coming to the end. We're getting down, coming down to the wire. You know, wake up, do tshuva. You know, you're running out of time. The clock is ticking. Do tshuva. So it's a polite reminder. Abayisai, anyone here needs to make use of tshuva. Now is the time. Let me remind you, in case someone was nichshol in one of these others. So the chayr, that's a clear raya that has to do. It's a tainus, tshuva. It's not the kedushas hayoyim, right? So lechayr, it's a tainus. It's a tainus. So the nigun should be the regular nigun, and the haftarah. If we would have an option, it would clearly be from the neviim, because we're not dealing with anything supernatural. But it's not necessarily a raya, because Yom Kippur is called the Yom HaKadosh. Yom Kippur is the holiest day of the year. We're malachim amish. And where does the Torah? How does the Torah relate to kedusha to man? Kedoshim tihiyu. And what does Chazal say? The first of the Rashi kedusha, Purushim in Arayos. So, in another respect, it's a very deep idea. The parish of Arayos. No one is nichshol in these things. Chas v'shalom. Someone's nichshol in these terrible averus. Chas v'shalom. Yisrael kedoshim heim. But okay, we know. I know what.
No, I'm saying that first reasoning indicts Klal Yisrael in a way.
But you got to wake up to reality. It's overstate.
Especially because it's almost the opposite.
So,
trying to be a male situation for us.
Did anyone do anything like this? So therefore, it's tzaddikim.
All the things that I do not do.
Exactly. So therefore, just like we didn't do this, we didn't do anything else. Judge, did he do this? He didn't do this. He didn't do anything else. He didn't speak lashon hara either. No avak lashon hara. He didn't do anything else either. Okay, that's an approach, absolutely. But on the same, working with that same principle, what is arayos? Arayos is the Torah's definition of kedoshim tihiyu. And Yom Kippur is a day of the utmost holiness. We are malachim. We don't wear shoes. We don't eat. We're dressed in white. Spirit, we're angels. And kedoshim tihiyu, how do you define? Purushim minu arayos. And it goes without saying, we're not dealing with mamash arayos, even any shemetz of erva is a madrega of kedusha. So you can suggest, you can argue that the laning of Mincha is the laning of the Kedushas Hayoim. See, I think most of the Mefarshim Shulchan Aruch learn, the Pashtonim, they learn, no, it's Tachlis. People are Nichshol and Arayos. Let's not kid ourselves. There are many Madregos, Shmir Senayim, and there's real serious issues. Everyone has issues. Serious business. So then it's a purely din of doing tshuva. You're doing tshuva. Then it's a din of Tainus Sibur, case closed. What do you want to discuss? Don't give an Ali. The person is not fasting. Lay in the regular nigun. The haftarah is not even a hav. I mean, it's going to be from Dirshu Hashem or something along those lines. But if you want to suggest, no, Arayos does in essence capture Kedusha Sayoim to some degree. It's an idea. It's an approach. It's not so far-fetched. Also, Kedushas Hayom. So laying with the Nigun of the Yom Noroim, Kedushas Hayom, you can give a lead to anyone, even if he's not fasting, it's not a kasha. Okay, now what's the next variable? The next variable is, well, what's the Haftorah? The Haftorah is Yoina. Yoina is from? It's from Ksuvim. So some ksuvim, no, from Neviim. So that's case closed. Neviim, that shows that we're dealing with a tainus sibur, a tainus sibur. Because if it was a din of kedushas hayoyim lecha'oira, we would follow the pattern of other days of kedushas Shabbos. Shabbos is kedushas hayoyim, and Shabbos we lain from kesuvim. So Yom Kippur, you also should lain from kesuvim. to follow the pattern of letting midin kedusha sayom. Since we have selected, Chazal have selected from Nevi'im, that's an indication, and of course it relates to tshuva, but so that's an indication that we're dealing with a tainis tzibur. But the answer, the retort is, no. The MS, it's kedushas hayoyim. But you have to go a step further. Why did Chazal enact that kedushas hayoyim minchas ksuvim? Because of the morale. The morale is just uncovering something which is really there. It's l'asid lava. It's by nature, Shabbos mincha is ato echad v'shimcha echad. And kisuvim by nature are ato echad v'shimcha echad. Yom Kippur may have the ultimate kedushas hayom, but there are no three Yom Kippurs. There's no Yom Kippur of ato echad v'shimcha. It may be called Shabbos Shabboson, but there's no such concept. Oh, there's a Yom Kippur of Ma'aseh Bereishis, a Yom Kippur of Moshe Rabbeinu, and there's a Yom Kippur of Liyasa Lava. There's no such thing. There's no such thing. So even though on a very superficial level you'll say, listen, we have to pattern it after what Chazal... This morale is a morale. This morale is uncovering some depth. It's not in the Gemara anywhere, such a concept of Ato Echad V'Shimcha Echad. The morale is coming to uncover, if you learn the Gemara very simply, Chazal Masak, and you have to be Mishalish. There's Torah Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Shacharis is Torah Nevi'im. Mincha is going to be Torah Ksuvim. Baruch Hashem, we conquer Tanakh. We conquer Tanakh on the day of Kedusha Sayoim. Take that and plug it into Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is Kedusha Sayoim. You got to do the same thing all over again. You have to have Shacharis Nevi'im, Mincha with Ksuvim. Right? That's what we should do. Oh, look what's happening. We're not doing Ksuvim. We're violating the law. We're violating the law. We're doing Nevi'im by Mincha. Oh, this is a Gilui Milsa that the laning of the Min by Mincha, the Haftorah, is a din in Tainus Tzibur. Right? That's if you take it very superficially. But when you take the morale, and the morale doesn't say the morale in the Gemara, morale's not in the Gemara, and the morale, you plug the morale, you have to understand the deeper meaning of the Gemara.
Based in the Gemara.
The morale, no. Definitely not. The morale says in the morale, you take the morale, and the morale says, you have to understand the Gemara. The Gemara didn't just tell us to lay ksum by mincha because you have to conquer Tanakh, Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. No! That's not what the Gemara had in mind. The Gemara doesn't tell us what the Gemara had in mind. The Gemara just says, yeah, you lay in by Shachris, Torah, Nevi'im, and by Menach, you lay in Torah, Ksuvim. So we come along, the Pashtunim come along and say, the reason is because we have to conquer Tanakh. When you take that approach, and you come to Yom Kippur, case closed, we're learning from Yonah. That's the ultimate Gilui Milsa, learning from Yonah that today is a day of a day's Tainus Tzibur. Tainus Tzibur, you don't give it to a person who didn't say the Haftarah, didn't fast, and you lane the regular laning. But when you take the morale's approach in the Gemara, there's no raya. The Brisk Rav is back in business. The morale says, go to the Gemara. The Gemara says, you lane Torah Nevi'im, you lane Mincha, Torah and Ksuvim. Understand the Gemara with some depth. Don't just learn it very simple. You know why you lane Ksuvim? Not because we're concerned about this Tanakh business. It's because we're concerned about Ato Echad v'Shimcha Echad. Mein Olam Haba. Ksuvim. Ksuvim is Mein Olam Haba. Once you look at the Gemara with that appreciation, and now you come to Yom Kippur, okay, Yom Kippur, we're not going to lane from it's Kedushas Hayoyim. It's Kedusha Sayyam. We're going to lay with the Nigan of the Yom Nairam. We're going to lane. We're going to give it to a person who didn't fast. But we're not going to lane Kesuvim. Because Kesuvim is Me'ein Olam Haba. And Yom Kippur Mincha, there's no such thing as Me'ein Olam Haba. So we. What?
Even if Yom Kippur comes out on.
Even, yes, because Bizman Hazeh, we don't lane. You're saying something interesting, but Pashim Shah, no, it doesn't matter, because of Yom Kippur, since we lay in this Haftarah in the other years, we lay in this Haftarah, that shows what it's all about. That conquers, dominates. So even if it happens to be Shabbos.
We vary some Kriyas, if it's Shabbos or not. Aser Taser, Kol
V'Chol. That's the Kriya of the morning. That's Shacharis. And Echanami.
So don't do variances, Brian.
No. There's no variance. Yom Kippur is standard. It's always the same. So this is, if Yom Kippur is on Shabbos, if Yom Kippur is on Shabbos, you still learn the Parashat Arayos. You still learn the Parashat Zinu.
No, I'm talking about your secret.
Yeah, even in the morning, no. Okay, so this is just.
You have to reform, maybe not Zinu.
Really?
Yeah. I looked at a mazik.
You're kidding.
And only the whole parsha that they learned from beginning to shlishi, shishi to the end.
What are you talking about?
Very strange. Okay.
Four months of Yom Kippur, they lay Hazinim.
Yeah, because they
want to
avoid the parsha of
Avraham. No, because they don't divide up and they don't divide
up. And what about when it's not Shabbos?
No, they divide.
And it's not
that's
Shabbos.
That's what they lay in Yom Kippur.
Oh, always Yom Kippur, yeah. No matter what. Because they're right, because they don't hold their eyes. It's mutter. It's encouraged.
I'm being serious.
They don't even lay the parsha.
Okay, so I think this is a very interesting. Okay, so this concludes this idea. I just want to tie up. We learned about Tanakh, the division of Tanakh, this Maral, very interesting approach. This approach, and this idea. Okay, this idea of Yom Kippur really touches on the core of what Tanakh is. And in a very nice way ties together the Maral with the simple approach, puts all these three together, and that pretty much concludes our section on the division of Tanakh. Okay, have a wonderful day.